Hey, they're saying it's going to be close to 2012. Listen, the movie's come out, and thousands and thousands have probably already seen it across the United States. I don't know if you're going to see the movie or not. 2012. Listen, this is based on the pouring out of the Mayan prophecies and all of the stuff that's been talking about a great chaos to come. Now, a lot of the discussion is out there, and a lot of, well, we need to research it. We need to take a look at what the source is. How you doing, everybody? This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web, and it is Friday night, the 13th, by the way. Friday the 13th. Not that I'm suspicious, but I do know how the dark side works and what dates and times and numbers, the things that kind of work for their side. And so we're going to be out later tonight in one of our reap trips. It's kind of one of those outreach evangelism, but we're looking in an area where there is a reported satanic coven, where satanic ritual abuse has gone on. So we'll be out there late tonight looking around. We're supposed to have a engagement with a Psy warrior tonight, and that has been switched. The comment was that the all-seeing ones had different plans for him tonight, and so it's now changed to next week. So I'll let you know what I can on that coming up. Going to tell you a few things here before we get into the body of the message tonight, because we're going to talk about the concept of the Black Awakening, the chaos, as it relates to 2012, but also as it relates to some of the other streams that are out there and what's been happening lately. Because if you have not only heard, but have looked into and looked at the background of the shooter at Fort Hood. Now, that's one. If you go back to Columbine, or especially VTech, then we need to take a look at all the different shooters, because the undergrounders tell me that some of these are only previews of what's to come. And there's something very significant concerning the shooter. Now, what I know about the shooter and the way I have observed the whole thing is a little bit different. Some have written, I don't have any intel on any of the money shipments or what went on behind the scenes for the sake of distraction. No question that when there is going to be even broader and larger breaking out of shooters and chaos, that a lot of things will go on behind the scenes. There will be distraction, and there will be a lot of shadow government, shadow military, you know, stuff that is going on. And I think that for all of us, that not only do we need to take a look and keep a heads up and be alert, but we need to know, again, the biblical insight of this sequence of what the events will be before the parousia, the coming of Christ. So let me just again welcome all of you. I thank many of you that have written in, and, well, by the thousands across the United States and Canada and all over the world, actually, right now. There are those also that write to me, just like yesterday, or today, actually. It came in today, that to monitor the show. I've already read something about how one mentioned how they monitor everything, and they really do. They have looked up some of the oldest material that I put out a couple of years ago when we started, and they have mentioned some of the things we've done. So it's how we've seen some of these chosen ones and what they do. I've seen with some a little black book. I've seen with some their incredible capacity for the computer and knowing how to research and having special codes, not just intranet, but abilities. I mean, like, really super hackers and people that can really research. And they do. They want to keep a gauge on everybody that's talking about them. And they do send the information. They do send it places. Now, we haven't found out exactly where, but they do gather. We have one fellow that came out of Pennsylvania, and I have no doubt that he might be listening tonight or listening to the archive later. And he came into the area, and we, you know, talked with him for a while, engaged, had some dinner nights, and discussed some things. And here's a man that seems to have read every book and listened to every broadcast, and he knows everything about what everyone is mentioning on this subject. And it's pretty interesting to me that there is that level of reconnaissance on the information. But let's take a look again at what the coming rise of Antichrist is all about. Please understand that they're going to have their lists of everyone that is going to be an opposer or resistor to the New World Order stuff. They're gonna need to, you know, get rid of a lot of individuals that would be a problem to them as the rise of Antichrist and the kicking off or the baptism of the globalism, you know, comes about. So we want to look into tonight what we have been calling an inverted satanic Pentecost. That'll be strange to some, but take a listen tonight when we talk about every single thing that God has done, is doing, is going to do. There seems to be a corresponding counterfeit from the dark side in the way that things, whether that is a supernatural counterfeit, signs, wonders, miracles, doctrines, counterfeit apostles, counterfeit prophets, counterfeit, you know, salvation, counterfeit body of believers. But it seems as though when it comes down to the powers, as with believers in Christ, there's no ability to be a great witness and reach the world for Christ without being clothed with power from on high, to know the power of the Spirit of God, to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord, to know your giftings and workings, to do things. The body of Christ from beginning to end, if it really is the body of Christ, it is supernatural in every single way. From the conviction and drawing of the Holy Spirit to the point of salvation, which is the most glorious of supernatural miracles of all. And everything would point back to that glorious event called salvation, which in simple terms brings us into eternal, personal, right now, relationship with God. But there are many, many things that are going on that are advancing the cause of Christ, but it comes by the hand of God. We even read in the book of Acts chapter 4 where it talks about the people that are praying are saying for God to stretch out his hand to heal and even perform miraculous signs and wonders in the name of the holy servant Jesus. Now, when that is prayed, please understand, there's a counterfeit to that. In dark satanic rituals, in the summoning of demons, there is the concept of raising the powers and sending them out, the stretching out of satanic, well, Satan's hand. A hand of dark power. And to attack the enemies, to afflict the enemies, or to advance their cause. And I'm going to tell you right now, across the United States, probably at the meeting in Pittsburgh, in the coming meeting in Copenhagen, that behind the scenes, like at Bohemian Grove, what we need to do is prayerfully look for it, because it has to be broken into supernaturally. Please understand, it's going to have, you know, the piercing, crippling authority of Christ to be able to help break into that supernatural secrecy. So when we see globalist events and events that involve globalism, somewhere behind the scenes will be, well, some light-level spiritual stuff done, New Age stuff done, the invocation of Lucifer, that kind of thing. But there's also going to be the darkest, hidden summoning and releasing of powers for the sake of influence. Now, it is the Spirit of God that goes out to influence hearts and minds, to engage hearts and minds, to lead people to Christ and to point people. So if you're listening tonight and in this hour that I believe is supernatural, that is even sometimes a sense of conflict spiritually, because there's another side that works against individuals from hearing and receiving the message clearly. But I'm very convinced that I've seen it over the years many, many, many times, how the Spirit of God operates and works. And I know how He worked in my life in confronting me and drawing me to Christ. It's going to be the Spirit of God that is operating powerfully. But in the day in which the ramping up of the dark side is happening, in an unprecedented way, we're going to see this ramping up of, well, satanic powers. And I'm going to talk about this inverted Pentecost thing here in just a few moments. Let me say again tonight, as we want to thank those who've been writing in, appreciate, we're going to work on the audio issue here, because when we do the regular broadcasts and podcasts, we have a different setup. But on this project here, we have just a very basic setup, and it has been a problem. So we're looking into some kind of new system to work into the phones to make the sound quality a little bit better. We hope we can do that for you really quickly, because we've had a number now that have written in to say that it's not coming across very well. Now, when we do this live broadcast through the phone, we're also recording it on a broadcast for the archive. So the archives actually come out better as far as sound. But we're going to work on the live portion of this and see if we can change that coming up too. Appreciate the comments and the help along the way. Listen, if you do want to write in during the show, it is shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. And I want to mention real quick the book many of you that have asked and written about. And today, many of you have actually got the book in today. So some of you maybe have waited 4 days, 5 days, 6 days since they were all mailed out. Now, we handled the first batch that went out. We are no longer handling it all. It's all given over to the publisher. The publisher does an ebook, a download, and the print book. They do all of it, and we have nothing to do with that any longer. They're doing every bit of that, and they're worldwide in their abilities, one of the largest publishing companies like this around the world. Now, we do have two difficulties. Number one, the one manuscript that went up did not have the introduction and Thanksgiving page, not major stuff, but so there's a few copies out without that. Number two, when the introduction and Thanksgiving got re-put up, it got put up unedited. And a few people have said they found some misspelled words, things like that. So what we've done is we've re-edited that and tried to, you know, fix that up real quick and put that up. So the first couple hundred copies that went out that we ordered direct and sent out, we'll have a few of those editing errors or whatever. It doesn't affect the body of the message, 660 some pages. So it's just unfortunate we didn't get every little piece. Now that, especially when the hardback edition comes up, we're going to have another person go through the whole thing one more time. So you may have gotten an edition, the first level edition that has a few of those errors in it, so we apologize, but again, the 70 hours of MP3s are there for you to get a hold of free. And don't forget, the book's going to do this. We're going to do this with it. There's another website called theblackawakening.com, the name and title of the book. Now, that's where you can go and find videos and other information and other updates about the concept, the Black Awakening, the chaos. And we're going to add probably another 6 chapters in PDF form along the way. So anybody getting the book, come back to theblackawakening.com and you'll see the dates and times of new chapter subjects going to be added. So it's kind of an interactive book. It's a book like none other in the sense that it is on the subject. There is no book that deals with the subject like this. There just simply is not. So that's one issue. The other issue is we're giving you 70 hours of the seminar, conference, or course MP3s to listen to that all correspond to the book. And then we're also going to be adding some other chapters to be keeping it kind of interactive that way. So it's up and out there. All orders right now are probably getting the better edited part of it. But we appreciate the orders that are going out. And shortly, We probably will see some video stuff up out on it, and the hardback edition up out on it, and we'll tell you some more things that are going to be occurring with it. We're pretty excited about the direction ultimately that it's going to take. But you know what it's about? You know, it's about shooters. It's about sleeper, you know, assassins. It's about what we believe has been going on for 30, 40, 50, maybe even 60 years in the development of, as Hitler wanted, a master race of super soldiers. That's been on the discussion lines for the last 10, 15 years. Please realize that we have, as some have estimated, four others like Colin Ross, the psychiatrist out of Canada, up to 10 million cases of multiple personality disorder. Now listen, 10 million. And he believes, as many of the other psychs believe, as I believe, that overwhelmingly the majority is purposely created, caused by individuals. In other words, there were those who were splitters. They split the human core and created a subpersonality. They programmed the subpersonality. They trained the subpersonality, and then they created more and more and more and more. And there's a demonization process. Please understand that it originated in deep, dark occultism. Left-hand path. You can call it whatever you want to. This is a project of hell itself, and it is all about creating the troops of Antichrist. And we've engaged this for 25 years, and many of others have done the same for years and years. There are many that are seeking help and have gotten free. They've gotten delivered. They've gotten healed. That brings big concern to the handlers on the other side. But some of the things that we should ask about, and I use the term chosen one because that's the primary term that most of the individuals that I've dealt with, when we get deep inside, when we clear the way demonically, when we get to sub-level personalities that are militaristic trained, even assassins on the inside that we've engaged, one that pulled out a weapon. So when we tell you about this, we're telling not just what we've read, not even underground materials that we've gotten a hold of, but the actual individuals that we've watched get triggered, attack, seek to kill. We've seen it. We've seen so much of it. And we know how it works. And on the one hand, it's an outrage because of what this process has done, because it begins in childhood. It has literally stolen lives. And many right now of you who are multiple, and some that are clearly known as chosen ones, listen to the broadcasts. Some of you are halfway out and trying to break out. Many of you write to me and have made calls, and we've talked on the phone. We've done even some deliverance over the phone. We've had some that have driven in from other places and some that have flown me out to where they are just to work on the subpersonalities, the demonic empowerments, the programming issues, and for a human being to find freedom. Good news is, for all the Luciferian elitists, splitters, and programmers out there, two things. Number one, God knows what you have done. G.H. Esterbrooks and Sidney Gottlieb and all the rest, they're not going to escape. They're not going to escape the horrific human transmutation and literally soul-stealing technology that has come from hell itself. There's no escape from that issue. Judgment does come. There is a payday someday. The ritual abuse, folks, involves, take one individual, one real chosen one. And I'm thinking of one of them in my mind. Actually, I got three of them. A federal officer's wife. A man out of the military that had, we have all the evidence on his slaughter of two teenage girls in ritualistic format. This is the individual that attacked me in front of officers who then fought with the officers, taking on four of them. They had to leg chain him, cuff him from behind. I had to hold down his chest to the floor. I'm going to tell you what. the programming when he switched personalities was one thing. The demonization, the empowerment. Just like a Christian out there that knows what it is to be filled and clothed with the power of the Holy Spirit, the sub-personalities and priests and others know what it is to be receiving power, demonic power. They call it power demons that mount or literally enable them and give them supernatural force. Now, if you read Mark's Gospel chapter 5, you see a man that was thoroughly, totally possessed. And in that possession, there's no question that he had supra-human strength. He even broke metal chains. Now, the man that we had on the ground, and four officers did, and myself, and part of the reason I think that he lost his strength is that we're rebuking the dark powers in Jesus' name right in front of the officers. And there would be a time when this man would get silent and close his eyes and lay there calmly. Then all of a sudden you can see his face change, him lift up, trying to literally get out of his cuffs and leg chains. One detective was holding his legs down, and he would speak with a heavy German accent, but demonic force manifestation. Listen, maybe some of you have never seen demonic presence manifesting through people. I've seen a lot of believers filled and clothed in the power of the Holy Spirit manifesting through their lives. But I've seen a lot now of demon-possessed people where they fully come up and manifest and speak. There is a presence. There is a power. There just like with the Spirit of God, and God's presence emanates and radiates in a sense the presence and beauty of Christ and the power of God. There is on the other side of the fence there is literally like a wave, a feelable sense when that full manifestation is there. So when he switched again on the ground and the manifestation of the demonic was there, it was the officers were shocked. And at this point, he raised up as far as he could with those cuffs on, the leg chains on. And in that deep Germanic guttural voice, demonized voice, he yelled and screamed out in that room these words. Listen, here's what he said. We are the legions that shall rule the earth. We are the legions that shall rule the earth. That is what he said. At that moment, they all stood there stunned. I looked at him and I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord rebuke you. I command you, come out of him. And he instantly switched, went limp, fell back to the floor. The officers were so taken back. They literally grabbed him by his shoulders, arms, and legs, took him out to the police car, threw him into the back seat, and took him to the psych ward of the local hospital. Now, I'm telling you about one case, one time, when a programmed personality, I mean, this is a man that if you met him on the street, you would think this is one of the nicest guys you've ever seen. Please understand that when it came to John Wayne Gacy and Ted Bundy and many of the serial predator killer rapists, even Jeffrey Dahmer, they had sub-personalities. Oh, you should read the book by David McGowan called, and listen, all of law enforcement should read this, Programmed to Kill. That's the title of the book, Programmed to Kill. I quote him in my book. It's the first book that deals with criminology that finally got it right when it came to some of these bizarre kinds of murderers. And some of the bizarre murderers, like the Chantu case up there in California, with the little girl that was ritually, well, she went through ritual, that's for sure. And the woman that did it, I've been saying to this very day, she's multiple. Back when little JonBenet Ramsey, when that first event occurred, I immediately said, check Patsy Ramsey for multiplicity. And there's reasons why. There's ways. We're going to talk about this Sunday night in the live shows we do Sunday night at 11 p.m. We're going to talk about hunting down, you know, cold crime and investigating when it comes down to sub-personalities doing the crime. The upfront person may not even know. If you met the guy that I'm talking about, the upfront person, he would seem like very calm and an individual you could approach and talk to, very nice, very harmless completely. And I think that's what happened with the two girls, that they got around him, they liked him, he was kind, but the sub-personality within him that was the ritual killer, when the switch occurs, it can occur in a split second. You've got a programmed, trained, and demonized, completely alter. It's a different person using the same body. Different skills, different strength, different empowerment, different agenda, different disposition. And the two girls, 114, 117, Kathy Menendez is one, and Sarah Baim is the other. And the feds are looking to this day, even though we've taken law enforcement to law enforcement, all kinds of literature, all kinds of stuff about it, all from the very beginning. Listen, we sat in the car with this man 2 days later. We've engaged this man prior, the day after the second girl was killed. One girl was killed in the summer during Satanic Rebels, and one girl was killed in the summer during Demon Rebels, during Satanic ritual dates. And they were killed with multiple stab wounds. That none of the stab wounds killed them. And listen, for law enforcement that listen, and I think that, and I'm glad to have met a law enforcement agent down in the last conference we did in Mansfield, and I believe that Tony Cowell, who wrote a book called A Cop's Guide to Investigating Occult Crimes, contacted me, and they're wanting me to come down with them in St. Louis maybe here in the future to do conference material. And let me tell you something. There is a certain... I mean, listen, it's one thing to see cult crime slides, another thing to see the actual body lying there. But in the ritualistic one, where when you understand the ritual and what it takes, taking a 17-year-old girl, she may have been a little bit drugged. She may have been, you know, tied up in a certain level. But the reason they got to have them alive for a period of time is they've got to raise the fear and the terror and the sexual energies to attract the demonic presence and power, to do a lot of bloodletting. So there may be 50, 60, 70 stabs, none of which would kill the person, but harm them, pain them, shed blood, and draw the demons. Along with that, at the same time, is sexual abuse, perverted sexual abuse. Along with that is just a lot of horrific... So you think in terms why I get outraged sometimes that there is no outrage about the issue. That's why I can't stop when it comes to the pursuit of some of these people. Because what this guy did in the past, I believe he's probably done since he's not been nailed yet. A few of the other cases that we've worked in, it's the same issue. And the way they've killed. That means a little 14-year-old or the little 17-year-old went through an hour or more of pain and torture and harm and no one to help them and tears and crying out inside and screaming until finally they were fading and fading and fading. And at the last moment, when all of that energy and all of that fear and all of that terror and all of that sexual energy, you know, all that stuff is raised up, according to the Satanist, the Luciferian, then they kill. And all the demonic presence that has attached to or come through, that blood that was shed and the terror, all of that is supposed to be absorbed then by the individual that has done the ritual. Dear friends, can you see what Satan's all about? Can you see? Can real Satanists, Luciferians, chosen ones, you know what I'm talking about. Because Because a chosen one, a real one that's, you know, in the psych wards with counselors, ones that are halfway or all the way out right now, they can tell you stories after stories after stories of rituals like that, sex rituals and everything else. They've been through literally hundreds and hundreds from childhood on to be split, to be programmed, to be demonized, to be in the process of raising the demons. For the sake of individual Satanists. For the sake of the coven, for the sake of sending them against the churches and pastors in the area, for the sake of sending them up into the air to dirty the air. We're going to talk about this in a few moments. But when you think in terms, and I want you to listen to me tonight, because when you think in terms of one SRA, satanic, ritually abused individual, who has this split alter personalities inside. It means that somebody has done trauma-based moving their internal personality to such a horrific point that instead of just dissociation, a snap occurs. And if you say, where's the evidence of this? Well, go back to G.H. Estabrooks, hired by the CIA, 1947. He writes about how they have learned this technology, how they've learned to create sub-personalities in soldiers and train the sub-personality to be an assassin, to do reconnaissance, to do infiltration, to give disinformation, so that the person is like a perfect spy. That's why I keep telling people that what we have found is that over the last 30 to 40 years, churches, law enforcement, government, military, you have placed inside of you chosen ones. Individuals that on the upfront may seem just troubled, in need, quiet, but inside are highly trained, very capable personalities that are collecting information, that are identifying targets, where there are sleeper personalities put down by code deep inside. When the Black Awakening comes, please realize that hundreds of thousands of chosen ones, when the sub-personalities come up by the activation of the code given, they know their targets. They know who they're supposed to kill, what chaos they're supposed to bring. They know what damage they're supposed to do. And they are, listen, in our experience, they're in government, they are in law enforcement, they are in the feds, they are clearly in the rogue side of the CIA. Listen, England has, Europe, all through Europe you have them. And though we can't, you know, go into, listen, it takes 24 hours to do a basic seminar on this subject, and we have those hours. They're all given to you free when you buy the book, or you can get them online also. We have a price for those, but we have those out there as a seminar. And that's the basic seminar, 24 hours worth. To go over all of this. Because all of this chaos and all of this ominous sense people feel that is coming, there is a ground level, let alone a in the air presence. And that's kind of what I want to mention concerning the man, Hassan, that did the cowardly slaughter of men and women unarmed. What a coward. What cowardly deeds we see here. Now, we can look into the backgrounds and see all kinds of other distractions. Fine, no problem. But I'm focusing purposely on what was done. He stood on a table and he screamed out, like in many other cases around the world, Allah Akbar. I don't even like to say the phrase. It's no different to me than saying Semyazi or some of those names that are found in other... Well, there's I've got a book here that has 300 and some different demon names. The Satanic Bible does. Many other of underground books that you can't even buy anywhere that I've got here that we've confiscated. Names of demons. Somebody just wrote me today about a name of a demon, a very powerful demon, and he tells me that the person dealing with the individual that has the demon is deep into psyops. And so I wrote them back today to give them some kind of help and offered some kind of help to them. All the demons do have names, and usually it relates to their function and authority. But you better understand the power of these entities, their nature in their abilities of deceit and seduction and counterfeit are beyond. There's no one that knows how to do it better than them. They are the masters of deceit, of seduction, as is their leader, the fallen cherub. They are powerful beings, yes. Unaided humanity, like in the New Age movement, they cannot detect, they just are simply biting into and dabbling with all the spiritual eclectic experiences and voices and entities and enhancements that they're getting. And they have no idea of the lethal nature of the counterfeit spirituality that they're being guided by. One indication is that none of the spirituality that they're engaging leads them to Christ, to God. Because the dark ones don't and can't and won't. But when Hassan got up and screamed out that phrase, now I know that some people think this will get us into trouble by saying this, I don't really care. And I say that in this sense, that unless people speak the truth about who Allah is, please do some study on Allah. You're going to find out that Allah doesn't really exist anywhere, any place until 600-700 years later when Muhammad is in that, among many other pagan deities, and the one speaks to him and he engages that one and he foams at the mouth and he falls to the ground and he receives revelations. Please understand the Quran is written by the guidance of supernatural powers that was not the Spirit of God nor the angel Gabriel at all. The Quran, you can look at it intelligently, systematically, historically, archaeologically, any way you want to look at it, it is absolutely opposed to the Scriptures. I mean, listen, it's your choice, whatever one you choose, whatever you believe in, it's your choice. It's on your head. The Word of God, 40 writers, 3 continents, 3 languages, 1,600 years. The most incredible event on a human scale, let alone the Spirit of God, guided every writer. Every writer knew God. Every writer was in relationship to God and knew the Spirit of God guided them. They didn't foam with the mouth and fall to the ground and pass out. They received revelation from God. Remote viewers are receiving revelation data, they call it, from the Akashic Records, which is out there in that field around the earth, that atmosphere around the earth. But what they don't know, like with this entity Allah, which is most likely the Prince of Persia, anybody studying the Book of Daniel, which, by the way, it's offered free on our website for anybody, the entire study of the Book of Daniel, I forget if it's 15, 16, 18 hours worth. But we go through the whole book of Daniel, and listen, when you deal with the Prince of Persia, if you understand biblically that a territorial entity doesn't die, the demons don't die, Moloch never died. They don't die. You can shut their doorways of entrance, but the Prince of Persia was overseeing the very lands that we're talking about, Iraq, Iran, Syria, Jordan, Kuwait, all those areas were overseen by a very powerful demonic ancient pagan deity. That is Allah. Allah is real. He's a real entity. The book relates to what that entity wants, what it's brought out. It is a revelation, but it's not from God. Now, the reason I'm saying this, when somebody praises and uses the name Allah or speaks it out, just like in satanic rituals, all you Luciferians know this. All the Satanists know this. They know this in the ritual books. You call on the name of certain demonic entities, they will come. You summon certain powers and you have their names, they will come. Many chosen ones know the name of the power demons that are in them and on them. Many chosen ones know how to release them off and then call them back. They know how to summon spirits. When we've dealt with many, many cases of demon possession, demons that come up, there's times the Spirit of God told me the name. And I'll say, and I'll command the name, the person, this demon, to come forward without any harm to the person and engage that demonic presence. And ultimately, the goal is to expose it, find out how it got in there, and then kick it out of there permanently. Now, we've done that hundreds of times. We'll be doing that probably this weekend. It just goes on and on and on and on because when it's the manifestation, you got to understand, it's the sixth. Second greatest proliferation of occultic literature in history, according to James, the occult historian. The first was in pre-Nazi Germany. The United States is inundated with spirituality, but it's the source. The power of the seduction, the power of the deception, the power of the counter is there. And the only way to cut through is the authority of Jesus Christ, Spirit of truth. And the book of 1 John tells all believers they should know the difference between the spirit of truth and spirit, between the Spirit of God and the spirits that we're supposed to test. The spirits to see whether they've come from God. There's a way to do that. And do a great study of the book of 1 John, you got how. But as I'm telling you tonight, that just as this Hassan got up and was energized, he was energized spiritually. Whether he's programmed or not, I don't know, because I'm observing what occurred just from all the different reports. You know, and even if he had sub-personalities that were demonized, they came up and he's screaming out the name of that ancient demonic territorial entity. You know, he's, first of all, that can bring manifestation of demonic presence. And usually you're going to find out in a lot of the shooters that went crazed, either the programming and or included the demonization was there. Now, we've seen this again and again. We've been engaged. We've been attempted murder right in our offices. By one that switched. And the sub-personality. You may think the upfront personality is nothing. Nobody, you know, Ted Bundy was like this nice guy to everybody. But it was what was in him. The same with Rollins down there at the Gainsbourg murders in Florida. And so if you study some of the serial murderers, like in Matamoros also, the priestess that was involved was a multiple. And she had personalities that could summon dark powers. She had personalities that knew how to do rituals and cutting and do all that was necessary to draw the demonic powers in because they wanted protection from law enforcement so they can continue doing what they were doing, along with the drug trade and satanic worship. You look at the Ripper case in Chicago, Robin Getch. You look at how they stole women and horrifically abused them. And then when their bodies were dead, they desecrated the bodies, cannibalized the bodies in direct satanic worship. You can read about all of those kind of things. And I think the only book out there and that has ever brought in the fact that we've talked about for long, I've talked about it in Law Enforcement Academy when they've allowed me to speak. Because it's a different thing to track down someone who has a sub-personality or many personalities that are the ones that are programmed, trained, experienced, and then demonized to slaughter without conscience. Folks, they know how to torture. They know how to summon the demons. They know how to get the most out of their rituals. And on Friday the 13th across the nation and around the world, I'm going to tell you right now, you can even look up the satanic calendar You can even ask any real Satanist. This tonight is a ritual night. This tonight is when the seeking of the powers, and the powers seeking them to open new doorways, this is when it's all occurring. And it's vast. So when this man screams out the demonic name and then begins killing, I'm telling you right now, on a spiritual basis, he was motivated spiritually by demonic presence. He brought a manifestation of that, and then a horrific butchery similar to Revelation 6, the red horse, when there's going to be a global sense of peace being taken from the earth, and then spiritually, men will be caused to slay, the Greek word is butcher, one another, in civil butchery. There are some events. 2012 may look at it in a different sense of all of nature, you know, destroying the earth and the Mayans and, you know, all the... Listen, let me just say this about the Mayan stuff real quick. You're dealing with a cult-oriented prophecy. You can go back to Ted Owens, PK Man, and those who studied him and watched as he went down years ago among the Mayan ruins and into the temple, engaging the ancient demon gods. He wanted to appease them. And many others are going down there. They have no idea that these are the demon gods that led the people to massive human sacrifice. And I'm going to tell you what I think. I think towards the end, they were trying to invert the judgment of God. That, like Sodom and Gomorrah, there was a judgment on these places where you find ziggurats. Why do you think the ziggurats are all buried under the, you know, under the coast of China and other places around the world? Why do you think they're lying in ruins? All these ancient temples that probably had Nephilim, generational Nephilim blood worship and God, half man, half God, half demon God, individuals. And the ziggurats on top were the places where the demons were to come and manifest and engage, and then sacrifices were to be given, and they were supposed to come through the gateways and engage the culture and call the culture into what? Look at the archaeologists, the Italian archaeologists that are talking about 70,000 human beings sacrificed in the last couple of years. Blood flowed like crazy among the Mayans. Don't kid yourself. Today what you see is not what was there years ago. There was a horrific, massive, a satanic ritual bloodshed. There was massive demonic territorial, local, on the ground, in the air presence. And they may have been doing a lot of things to invert the judgment of God, because they may have known, just like the demons know that an ultimate judgment is coming, just like Revelation 12, where Satan knows that his time is short. In the spirit realm, they seem to know this. And so my opinion on the demise of the Mayan culture is the judgment of God, like in other places all around the world. Please understand that the flood had everything to do with bringing a judgment globally on the horrific rise of the Nephilim, the cannibalism, the transmutation of human bloodline, to the point that there may have been just a few individuals left that were pure human. And you don't think God doesn't have a right to stop the destruction, transmutation, altering of humanity? You know, there are some people who think God didn't have a right to bring judgment on the incredible evil. I am glad that somebody stopped Hitler. and that regime. But I'm telling you that that pales in comparison to what is already now set in place, what is prepared all around. The bulging at the veil is there. They are clamoring. And an inverted type of Pentecost is prepared. Now, take a moment with me to go back to Bohemian Grove, where Alex Jones did a great job of bringing exposure. And I believe that that occurred because there were teams praying for exposure of the inside. There really was. And there is to this day. Prayers for the destruction of the ritual site, prayers for the supernatural rescue of the victims past and present, and prayers for the exposure of the elitists, the priests, and those that do the rituals. See, they conjured powers. The reason they wanted all the world leaders there and to, you know, give them all the drinks they wanted and all the stuff they wanted and all the behind the scenes sex wanted and, you know, the videotapes that went on and all the bribery and, you know, all the blackmail and all the other stuff went on. The ultimate goal of Bohemian Grove was for that ritual practice. It wasn't a cremation of the care of their issues. That was a deceit. They were summoned. Every Luciferian knows this. Every Satanist will tell you this is true. Every satanic, ritually abused individual taking a look at that will tell you they summoned powers and they sent them on the world leaders, the media moguls, the wealthy, the military people that were there to influence them. Is that biblical? Take a look at Revelation 16 and you'll find the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet sending out of their mouths spirits, demons, to the kings of the earth to gather them. Did you know that Armageddon will not even occur without the supernatural satanic power that gathers? Well, the globalists who have taken the mark and worship the beast. It's all there, Revelation 19, 19, 19, 20. God spoke about it and gave warning 3,000 years ago in Psalm chapter 2. So if you're a politician or a military individual, God has spoken to you 3,000 years ago in a psalm that is alive. Words that are alive, they live. Jesus says, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. And so there's spirit and life in the words of Psalm 2. And I would encourage you as a politician or a military individual, if you're a weapons developer, I would beg you in the sight of God to read clearly Psalm 2. Take a look at Revelation 19, 19. You are in the mix of the evolution of the satanic agenda. You are preparing weapons for Armageddon. You are preparing super soldiers, ultimately, for Armageddon. There's three major places for the super soldiers. Number one, the Black Awakening, they call it. The Great Chaos. The collapsing of all the governments right now. The ultimate collapse of the United States, of England, Europe, Canada, Australia, collapsing the nations, caused collapse so that a new regime and a new leader can come in. We all understand that, I think, now. But realize that during those 7 years, he has to have those who will enforce the political globalism and all of its laws and all of its control. When the Antichrist gives an edict or a command in the middle of the trib time, there will be an attempted annihilation of Israel, and there will be an attempted annihilation of any believers around the world. That's right. There is a predicted, attempted persecution and annihilation of believers around the world. And millions will die. According to Revelation chapter 7. You can check it out when John sees in the heavens those dressed in white, those who had been martyred. He asks who they are. They come from every tribe, every language, from every place around the world. All of a sudden, millions show up that have been martyred. They're now in white robes, white. They're now safe in heaven. And John says, where do they come from? And the answer is, they've come from the Hei Thlipsis, the Hei Megale, the great, the tribulation. In the future, in the sequence of satanic evolution, the chaos that brings the collapse, the apocalypse of the Antichrist, the rise of globalism instantaneously in a new regime. By the mid part, because the two witnesses are here and because maybe millions will turn to Christ in the first 3 years. We'll talk about that some night. But let me tell you something that occurs. At about the mid part of the tribulation, it's almost as though the Antichrist is found out. Maybe that's the point in which the abomination of desolation occurs. And I want you to know that in the mid part is when it seems as though the fake, peaceful, fake Savior Antichrist turns into what he really is, Homo Satanas. And I believe he opens the door for the attempted annihilation of Israel. I believe that he gives the command. And who are going to be the soldiers globally that will seek to martyr millions of believers? And then, even after that part, when the wrath of God begins to be poured out in judgments and the smart targeting of the judgment of God on this kingdom of the beast, when we get to Revelation 19:19, the Antichrist, global leadership, and the most powerful military system in human history shows up on the field, gathered there in the Middle East, with weapons raised into the skies. Their goal, have you read Revelation 19:19? To make war. The goal is to annihilate the descending Christ in the second coming. Christians, do we really know how big and vast all this is? Do we know that the mission of God continues to the very end? Reach the world for Christ. Millions will still come. As you're listening tonight, if you've never come to Jesus Christ, I call on you to come to Him. Let the Spirit of God speak to you and receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Got a couple emails that came in tonight, and I apologize that we're running out of time and I can't talk about them now, but I will bring them up Monday night at 6 p.m. May God bless you. May God strengthen you. Believers, become as strong and as powerful in Christ as you can. God's blessing to you. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net.